Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 64. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 33. Sunshine on Tuesday with our high of 67 and clear skies throughout Tuesday night with a low around 35. Warmer on Wednesday, sunny with a high of 75, then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night, cloudy with a low around 50. And more showers on Thursday with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Customers of Evergy could be seeing their bills increase slightly across parts of Kansas after the company has proposed to the Kansas Corporation Commission an increase of near $15 a month on their bills to try and compensate for the losses they made during the extreme cold front of 2021, also to recover some of the investments that they've made to improve services to customers.
We agreed that for 5 years, we would not ask for a base rate increase, but at the end of that time, we would submit a rate application to the commission. And so that 5 years has ended. So it's been 5 years since we've had a base rate review and increase.
That was Gina Penzig, the spokesperson for the company of Evergy on Cake News. Overall, according to the company's website, they did show an $880 million profit for the year 2021. That was an increase of roughly $160 million from the prior year. The company did say that they understand that bill increases are difficult for individuals and will work the best they can to, quote, keep customers' costs low.
At Midwest Kia, we know that car shopping can feel like one big April Fool's joke. Finding available inventory, qualifying for a good rate on the loan, and making sense of all the promises being advertised can take all the fun out of car shopping. Not this April, and not at Midwest Kia. Come see us for the promise of a better way to buy. Simple processes, transparent pricing, never marked up over MSRP, and always with the intention of getting you into your new Kia fast. Get up to $1,500 in rebates and special APR offers as low as 2.9% on your next new Kia. We've got the vehicles in stock, ready to go, and the staff to help you find the perfect fit for you. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. This April, don't be fooled by the old car sales tricks. Visit us at MidwestKia.com and experience the better way to buy. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. $100 rebate off MSRP. In stock units only. 2023 Kia Niro EV 2.9% APR after 48 months. $2209 per month for 1,000 financed. Qualifying buyers only. See dealer for details.
Another rural public school is looking at closing coming into the fall semester of 2023 as parents in central Kansas out of Wilson, Kansas, say they're working to try and keep their school open after the Central Plains District had voted to close the Wilson's Junior and Senior High School.
We have worked towards a petition for disorganization, which we have the signatures and we're ready to file it.
That was Kayla Collins, one of the parents on KWCH News, where they say they have put together a special ballot vote that would take place in August to help decide the disorganization of USD 112. And if passed, the Kansas State Board of Education could help play a role in keeping the Wilson High School open.
We have asked the board to extend funding for 712 at Wilson for another year. The disorganization of 112 would proceed to a vote if they don't take any action.
Many of the parents are saying they hope they have an opportunity to try and find options for the school.
We hope we don't have to. We're really hoping that the board maybe decides to give us the time to go through a better solution.
Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a busy weekend in Lincoln over the weekend as teachers and public school advocates held a rally at the Capitol in opposition to Legislative Bill 753, known as the Opportunity Scholarships Act, that would allocate near $25 million for tax credits for individuals making donations to organizations to help provide scholarships to private schools in the state. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that those credits could eventually rise to near $100 million a year, giving the opportunity for near 5,000 students to switch to private schools. Opponents of the bill say that it would discriminate against children based on race, gender, sexual orientation, and disability, along with state dollars that would be taken away from the public school system in the state. Advocates of the bill say that it would create more competition in the market, along with giving children more option for better educational resources, with the opportunity to open more private and religious schools across the state as well. The bill is in its final readings and is likely to pass over the next few weeks.
Gras 2023, Saturday, May 13th, First Console Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All for the man who starred in VH1's Rock of Love, The Masked Singer on Fox, and ABC's Greatest Hits, Bret Michaels. Party Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7clans.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners meetings last week were mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners held a public hearing, afterward granting a 10-year tax exemption to KSI conveyors for construction of a building and equipment. Those commissioners held a special meeting April 17th, going into executive session with a candidate for Nemahal County Administrator. The Nemahal County Sheriff advised they've been working several stolen vehicle cases recently. He submitted a request for $337,000 from American Rescue Plan funds toward a new computer-controlled dispatch center, which would be supplemented by $100,000 from the Sheriff's Reserve Fund for a total of $437,000. He's pursuing other grants that could reduce that amount of the request. Several year-end fund transfers were also approved. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a resurfacing project on K-63 in Pottawatomie County Tuesday, weather permitting. The project covers approximately 8 miles from the north K-63-K-16 junction to the Nemahal County line. Traffic will be restricted to one lane directed by a pilot car and flaggers. Work is to continue Monday through Fridays during daylight hours through the end of May. Beatrice authorities are asking the public for assistance if anyone was seen prior to a fire Sunday morning at 960 West Mary, shortly before noon. They suspect it may have been set deliberately. An investigation continues with initial reports someone may have been seen running from the area shortly before. Firemen were called to the scene and extinguished a fire confined mainly to a garage storage area, which moved into the attic of a house, but otherwise resulted in mostly smoke damage. No one was home at the time of the fire. Blue Rapids Community Action Team is hosting a chicken fried dinner Monday evening beginning at 5 at the community center. The public is invited. River Valley Extension District will host a mulching benefits workshop Thursday in Belleville. Horticulture agent Kelsey Hattisall will share the benefits of mulching, which can increase soil and plant health, as well as aesthetic value of properties. The noon hour workshop Thursday at the Belleville Public Library is free and open to the public. RSVP requested in advance. Call the Extension Office in Washington at 325-2121. Catch the news on your time with our morning and midday news podcast. Download anytime, available on our website at KNDYradio.com and our Facebook page.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken tenders, a muffin, green beans, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, ham, cornbread stuffing, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Still staying sunny but warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid-70s. Then a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday night. Staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-50s. Showers may continue throughout the day on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. More showers still possible as we head into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And still a chance for some rain throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday, sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. And more rain possible Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early May 71, record high on this date 94. The average low 48 and the record low 24. Sunset this evening 8:20, sunrise in the morning at 6:29. Sunshine and 37 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday. It's May Day, the 1st of May. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This Mother's Day, show her you care with something beautiful from Reflections. Shop boutique clothing and accessories, home and garden decor, willow tree figurines, meaningful cards, pop-up bouquets, gourmet chocolate, candy, and so much more. Don't forget graduation is coming soon. Find everything you need to celebrate this year's graduates. From party supplies, fun and practical gifts, collegiate items, and great cards. There is something for everyone at Reflections. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store in downtown Marysville.
Stanley Cup stunners and the Warriors move on. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A shocker in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Boston Bruins, fresh off a regular season that saw them set the league record for wins, fall in Game 7 of the first round to the Florida Panthers. Brandon Montour tied it at 3 with less than a minute to play in regulation. Then in overtime,
Bennett finds it to the circle. Verhaeghe shot, top shelf, he scores! Carter Verhaeghe, top shelf! The Panthers take Game 7 and they're moving on!
The call on WQAM, 4-3 Panthers your final. They advance and will face the Maple Leafs in the second round. In Denver,
there's the horn! They have defeated the defending Stanley Cup champions in 7 games.
The call on KJRAM as Kraken winger Oliver Bjorkstrand scored twice in the second period. Seattle able to hold off the defending champion Avalanche 2-1 in Game 7. The Kraken advance to the second round where they'll face the Dallas Stars. NBA playoffs, Game 7 in Sacramento for the Kings and Warriors. Stephen Curry willed his team to victory, scoring a Game 7 playoff record 50 points to bounce the Kings out of the playoffs in a 128-100 laugher. Curry post-game.
Based on how Game 6 went, we knew that they were probably going to stick to the same kind of formula, playing mostly small. So for me, it was just about being aggressive. Obviously, I got up 38 shots for a reason because, you know, we started to see where the holes were.
The Warriors will face the Lakers next. In New York, Game 1 of the Knicks and Heat was a tale of two halves. The Knicks dominating the first half, taking a 5-point lead on the Heat into the break. But Miami outscored New York 31-20 in the third quarter and went on to beat the Knicks 108-101. Jimmy Butler led the Heat with 25 points. He rolled his ankle midway through the fourth, but was able to gut it out and finish the game. Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra.
No idea. I don't even know if we'll know more by tomorrow, you know, but he did not want to come out of the game, so we left him in there.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center warehouses are loaded to the hilt with over 500 appliances in stock from major brands including Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Samsung, and Frigidaire. Dishwashers start at $3.99. Small chest freezers start at $1.99. Refrigerators starting at $4.99. 12 months interest-free payments and free shipping within 100 miles to your door on all items $4.99 and above. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Monday, May the 1st. I'm Jeff Aiken. We're going to hear from K-State Grant Economist Dan O'Brien as he talks about what's going on with the grains.
With rains coming on, general assumption of transition from a drier for us anyway, La Nina, to a generally wetter for the U.S., El Nino, I think that the markets are displaying that they're less worried than maybe they have been in the past about dry summer coming in. I still think there's just a bunch of questions to be answered about the size of the central southern plains wheat crop, you know, running from Texas to Oklahoma to Kansas, parts of Nebraska, Colorado, you name it. But I think we'll have a chance to refocus on that in the upcoming Kansas wheat tour in about 2 weeks. So all that will be there to look at. We'll answer the question for wheat, does rain make grain? Well, most of the time it does, unless there's been enough damage in that wheat crop and poor enough stands that it would mitigate that. So when you ask about the broader issues of what's happened this week, I think general downtrend in the grain markets. We've had a lot of discussions of late about international grain trends, and you and I have talked about this in the past with regard to Russia-Ukraine issues, and we're still debating in kind of a political football manner whether we'll have trade coming out of Ukraine or not. Will they stop that? I think the term brinksmanship is just prime to add to that geopolitical brinksmanship, getting down to the end and extricating, wringing out what you can get from other parties in high-level negotiations. So all that's in play. And I would say, since we're talking about futures trends, you know, like for corn futures, May corn, which is just about to go off the board, it's not so much, I guess, off the board, but into its delivery period. We'll start to look at the July contract.
And that's K-State Grain Economist Dan O'Brien. That's the Gritcher News.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be conducting a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, May the 3rd, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs, featuring 135 choice black-white paced first calf heifer pairs and 35 choice red Angus first calf heifer pairs. These pairs will be the front pasture kind. Several have AI-sired calves born from late December through January, and the pairs are ready to turn out. Fall-bred cows consist of 335, mostly black-white-faced red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years the older, which includes two dispersals. These cows are bred for late August through October calving. 20 choice, home-raised, calf-vaccinated Angus fall-bred heifers. They'll be AI-bred to Angus bulls for late August through October calving. Breeding bulls include 40 Angus, Polled Hereford, red Angus, Stem Angus, Horned Hereford, Charlet, Gelby, and Brangus bulls. They'll be 14 months to 3 years of age. We will have more cows by sale time. For more information on this special cow sale, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Stressful for dad, but always fun for me. Raising bottle calves can be tricky. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State beef expert Philip Lancaster and Mississippi State professor Amelia Willems share their advice on managing bottle calves.
One of the things to pay attention to is the type of protein that's in the milk replacer. So there are milk replacers that are based on plant proteins like soybean meal, and there are milk replacers based on milk proteins or whey protein. And that whey protein is much more digestible in a young calf. Their gut has a much better ability to digest that whey protein than soybean meal protein. And so look for a milk replacer that is whey protein based.
Very important to mix that milk replacer up correctly. It may not seem like a little bit more or less water makes a difference, but if you don't get enough water into that milk replacer, you can have some real serious health problems. The other thing is that they might consider getting a colostrum replacer and add a little bit of that to the milk replacer. Now, stick with me here. What I'm saying is that the calves will not absorb the colostrum like we normally think, but it will just coat the intestines and help decrease infection with bacteria that might cause health problems. And it's been shown that as little as 10% colostrum added can make a real difference in health. And one producer told me once that they pour their colostrum or colostrum replacer in an ice cube tray, put it in the freezer, and then just break a couple cubes off and drop that in their milk replacer. And that's a way to help protect your bottle calf, who might be at increased risk of diarrhea and other health problems.
Lancaster emphasizes the significance of sanitation.
I really stress for people the cleanliness of the preparation of the milk or milk replacer or colostrum, and also the equipment that they're feeding with. You would be surprised how fast bacteria can reproduce in a little bit of milk sitting at the little bit of a bottle. And if you just put the next feeding right on top of it, you're feeding that calf bacteria.
Lancaster goes on to discuss transitioning calves from milk to feed.
As far as weaning, earliest is probably about 6 weeks. Calves less than 6 weeks can't increase their starter intake. They just don't have the capacity to do that. And so when you take milk away less than 6 weeks of age, you're really limiting the nutrition of that calf. Really, the best way to wean them is not based on age, but based on starter intake. And so you'd like to have that calf eating 1 to 2 pounds a day of starter before you take the milk away. At about 2 weeks of age, start putting it out there. They eat it better if you got it raised up off the ground. And I particularly like a textured feed, meaning not pelleted. That texture adds scratch to the rumen and starts to develop that rumen. So they'll start eating some of that before they even start to eat some hay, and put a little long stem hay out there. They don't have the population to digest that forage very well at an early age, but they will still nibble and eat on it. And that long stem stuff scratches the wall of the rumen and starts to develop those rumen papillae and the absorptive capacity in the rumen. And so we still want to get some long stem hay into them.
That was Philip Lancaster, K-State beef expert, and Amelia Woolhams, Mississippi State professor, sharing advice on bottle calves. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. It is a Monday. Looks to be a gorgeous Monday until the wind blows, but certainly it's another day and going to be a good one. Well, we do have a cattle auction here today. We'll start at 10 o'clock here this morning. In the cattle news, the cash prices, 178 to 80, and the carcass, 283 to 286. So it's hanging in there on the strong side, and we certainly appreciate that. At 12 o'clock noon, we will get into the hay department. Now, folks, we certainly can use more hay. We can use corn stalks. There's just beginning to be a lot more calls in regards to feed stuff. If you have corn stalks of that type of nature or more hay, we certainly can use it. And if you'd give us a call, we would certainly get it advertised for you. At 12 o'clock noon in the hay sale in the small squares, there's 139 prairie. In the big rounds round alfalfa, there's 7 and 6 that are fourth cut. Good stuff. Round alfalfa 5, there's 1381 on the weight. Round alfalfa, there's 8 first cut. In the round prairie, very, very good stuff. 7 and 6, along with 10 round prairie, good stuff. Fits 1,400 pounds. In the round grass, there's groups of 11, 12, 8, 7, 7. In the round rye, looks good. There is 4 groups of 11. In the corn stalks, there's 3 groups of 14 and a group of 11. And that will get off right at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside there at about 12:30, there will be 8 black bull and heifer bottle calves, 2 to 3 weeks old. There's 19 bred cows, folks, that will pull a preg and a mouth on here this morning. There's also 3 of those that's already calves, so we'll have 3 families out of that deal. Also, in the feeder cattle, it starts off with bows out of Burchard with 7 black steer and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Troyer at Seward's got 16 black steer and heifers, 4.5 to 600. Dorn out of Blue Springs got 13 very good little black calves. They're going to weigh 450 to 550. Alan Strofe's got a nice set of 20 black baldy, red baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. Dan Narrett out of Dorchester's got 58 head of black steer and heifers. They're going to be 500 to 675. Chad Pester out of Unadilla's got 15 black steer and heifers, 5.5 to 650. 18 black heifers. Now there's going to be about 9 of them that are going to be in that yearling stage open. There's going to be another 9. There are going to be 1,000, 1,100. They are the Cisco heifers. And those yearling cattle up to 2-year-olds are certainly all open. Schultz out of Pleasantdale's got an interesting deal of 12 Black Shar Holstein and Jersey Cross Steering heifers. Certainly something that if you're looking for freezer beef folks that you could get out there, get them on feed. They're going to be that 800 to 900 pounds nice cattle. And Kirby out of Douglas got 15 Black Steering heifers. They're going to be yearlings at 800 to 900. Well, that is the listings for today. We'll certainly catch some smaller calves here today. But, hey, we say thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Along with Gail Harden, Ryan Sommerhalder, we certainly appreciate your business.
729 from KNDY. 37 degrees, sunshine this hour. Cooler highs yet again today. Forecast in the middle 60s.
To modern ears, the greatest thing since sliced bread sounds like a joke, but it was a real revolution at the time. The story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 1st, the 121st day of the year. The film Citizen Kane premiered on this night in 1941. If no one has made a movie about the invention of sliced bread, maybe they should. It's a fascinating story. The son of German immigrants struggled for years to refine his invention. After a fire destroyed his first attempt, he started again from scratch, only to be scoffed at by those he shared a dream with. Then in 1928, a failing bakery in Chillicothe, Missouri, bought a bread cutter in a last-ditch effort to save their business. Demand exploded. It was called the greatest forward step in the baking industry since bread was wrapped. The sentiment remains today as the greatest thing since sliced bread. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For sports, I'm Doug Downs. The draft is over in Kansas City, and for the defending Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, they came into the draft with 10 picks. They did leave with 7 selections. The Chiefs knew going into the draft they would need defensive players, wide receivers, and an offensive line. They ended up with 5 defensive players, 1 offensive line, and 1 wide receiver. The Kansas State Wildcats had more players selected in this year's draft than in recent years. K-State had 4 players go in the draft. Felix Anaduke Uzama went to the Kansas City Chiefs in the first round. Julius Brooks to the Colts. Josh Hayes went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Deuce Vaughn went to the Dallas Cowboys, where his dad is a member of the staff. The Wichita State women's softball team won the American Athletic Conference over the weekend. They swept Tulsa. The Shockers are 43-8 on the season. Now they have the American Athletic Conference tournament coming up, where they will be the number 1 seed. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
KNDY.
Your hit and miss, your fire and ice, your water and whiskey burn. We kiss, we fight, make up all night. You're the blessing and the curse.
But I don't ever want to break this chain. I don't ever want to walk away. Cause I ain't ever gonna find another lover. Make me feel this way. You, there's a long stretch of love coming down the line.
change. There's a long stretch of love coming down the line. I'll be right there, won't ever roll in. Baby, you'll be mine. I'll be right here beside you when these good times get tough. Baby, we're in for a long stretch of love. Long stretch of love. Long stretch of love. Long stretch of love.
Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight.